The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. So quickly, it seems like we've come to the end of our liturgical year. Next weekend is the Solemnity of Christ the King, and then following that Sunday will be the first Sunday of Advent, the beginning of the Year of Grace, 2022. I remember when I was a kid, I wondered if I was going to survive it to the year 2000. Here we are, 2022. Hard to believe. But at the end of the year, every year, we listen to readings and we reflect on the end of time, the end of things, all those things that are passing away. And we listen to Jesus' own words today. He says, "The sun will darken, stars will fall from the sky, the powers of the heavens will be shaken." These are major cosmic statements, aren't they? And then he says that he will gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Interesting words. It makes me wonder, who is out there? Is he trying to tell us that there are actually more, there's more life beyond this earth? It sounds to me like there's more to these passing things than we merely know. Although sometimes we are often fooled into thinking we already know everything. But the fact is, we don't know what we don't know. There is so much still to be known. Sometimes I wonder, where do we even begin? I know I'll never finish all the books I've already bought in my lifetime. I'll never read them all. And yet we still make choices as if what we know is all we need. So as we reflect on passing things, I know I've spoken of this before about how all through my life my parents were fixated on the end of the world. The focus of this gave me a childhood that was based in fearfulness about a coming tribulation, a rapture, a darkness, and somehow a God that would make all of this happen because of my childhood sins. I don't sound like a person who would likely become a priest, right? But I did. Because in the middle of my cynicism of the church as a young adult, God broke through it with a moment in which I was filled with an experience of his love and his love in me. We all must pray for a moment such as this. We all must pray for our children to have such a moment. Actually, if this hadn't happened, I'm not sure where I would have ended up. It was a moment in which I saw that God's love filled everyone, even sinners like me, people who don't necessarily fit the mold they are told to fit. This entire great story of creation in love and redemption in love was a thread from start to finish, and I knew that I was connected to it. I belonged to the story. I realized at that moment that the passing things which had occupied my childhood didn't include me or you. You and I are not passing things. Sometimes we use this expression, "someone has passed," meaning they died, Past somehow seems like an easier word, but it is misleading. We don't pass away into darkness. Here is what is true. Even the darkened sun, the falling stars, all of these things are passing things, which we will watch pass. It is never the end for us. We will endure. It is precisely the absence of love in this world that will pass away. It is easy to despair when we see this absence of love growing larger in our world every day, like a tumor. We will watch God bring to fulfillment all that he made, good, true, and beautiful. Again, Jesus' words, he will gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky, all of it. Until I realized this, I wondered if faith had any purpose at all. It seemed like a dead-end road. I wonder if this is why so many have given up on faith, or given up on a church that tries her best to have all the answers. Still, we don't know what we don't know. If faith doesn't have any purpose, God doesn't either. In my experience of the absence of love, it was too easy to conclude that it was all driven by a God I didn't know, or didn't even really want to know. And the stories that shaped my image of God ultimately shaped my image of myself. I had created myself in my image, not God creating me in his. I had mistakenly thought that I had the impossible task of creating my own holiness. God created all of us holy. Sometimes we might not act it, or we may even block the flow of grace that is the unconditional love of God by refusing it. But this life is not an impossible obstacle course. It is a journey that happens to have the start and the finish in the same place, in God. We are brought into being to be fulfilled as God's creation, all of which is perfect. To live into this is to really believe that God's goodness, beauty, and truth is at the core of our humanity, and we must intentionally live into it. In order to do this, we need to listen more and talk less, give more and take less, and love more and fear less. In the end, here's the secret. We are made in the image and likeness of God, and love isn't something that God does or even chooses to do. Love is what he is, and we too must be loved.